Dead simple question. What happens when your app just doesn't work? You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 199. I'm Izo, here with Boone, and we're talking about something that hit me hard this week.
The X.com JavaScript wall.
Exactly. User tries to load the site, JavaScript's disabled or blocked, and boom, completely unusable. Just an error message and a suggestion to enable JavaScript.
It's wild that in 2026, major platforms still do this. Like, we've had progressive enhancement patterns for over a decade.
Right, but here's why this matters beyond just X. How many apps are we shipping that completely collapse without JavaScript? And who gets left behind?
Corporate networks, older devices, users with privacy extensions, people on slow connections where JS fails to load.
Exactly. So Boone, walk me through what's actually happening here. Why does disabling JavaScript break everything?
Most modern SPAs, single-page applications, render everything client-side. The server sends basically an empty HTML shell with a script tag. No JavaScript means no content. It's like sending someone a TV with no power cord.
Okay, but that seems fixable. What would a better architecture look like?
Server-side rendering as the foundation. Send actual HTML content first, then enhance with JavaScript. The app works without JS, gets better with it.
So, progressive enhancement. But I'm guessing there's a reason teams don't do this. What's the trade-off?
Development complexity goes up. You're essentially building two versions, the base HTML experience and the enhanced JS version. Plus, state management gets trickier when you're hydrating server-rendered content.
From a product standpoint, though, what's the user impact? Are we talking about a small edge case, or... Because I'm thinking about enterprise customers, accessibility requirements, international users with different technical constraints.
It's bigger than people think. Privacy-focused users run extensions that block JavaScript. Corporate firewalls strip it. Mobile networks in some regions are unreliable.
And once you hit that wall, you're just gone. No graceful degradation, no basic functionality, total user loss.
Right. Compare that to something like GitHub. Disable JavaScript and you still get the core experience. Slower, less interactive, but functional.
So what would you build differently if you were architecting this from scratch?
Start with a solid HTML foundation. Real forms that post to actual endpoints. Navigation that works with regular links. Content that renders server-side. Then layer on JavaScript for interactions. Smooth transitions, real-time updates, fancy UI patterns. But it's additive, not required.
What about performance? Isn't server-side rendering slower?
Initial page load is often faster because you're not waiting for JavaScript to bootstrap and make API calls. Time to meaningful content drops significantly.
I'm giving the current approach a D- for accessibility, but I can see why teams default to it. Faster development, at least initially.
The irony is that JavaScript-heavy apps often perform worse on the devices that need the most help. Older phones, slow connections.
All right, so what should people actually go build? I want concrete next steps. First, audit your current app with JavaScript disabled. Just turn it off in DevTools and see what breaks. Eye-opening experience. Good reality check. What else? Try building something with Remix or Next.js in SSR mode. They handle the server-client boundary really well. Start simple. A blog or documentation site. And definitely worth exploring HTMX if you want interactivity without heavy JavaScript.